With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Details still sketchy at this hour, but we do know a train has collided with a fire truck in Delray Beach, Florida. Three firefighters and several passengers injured. There have been no reports of any fatalities. Lawmakers seeking to ban new sales of Chinese-made drones.
The argument is they could be used to spy on Americans and that the low-cost models are hurting the U.S. drone industry. But U.S. users, spanning from police officers to farmers to mappers and filmmakers, have come to rely on Chinese-made drones, especially those by DJI Technology, for their work or lives. Florida has banned Chinese drones in state-funded programs, but also appropriated $25 million to help offset replacement costs. John Scott reporting.
Panama's leader rejecting Donald Trump's idea that his incoming administration might try to reassume control of the U.S.-built canal. Panama's conservative president, José Raúl Molina, firmly describes that idea as an affront to his country's sovereignty. Also at srnnews.com, America's cable TV news channels experiencing different fortunes following Donald Trump's decisive win in November.
The Nielsen Company has released its figures from the period after election night through December 13th. The primetime viewership of MSNBC was an average of 620,000, down 54% from its pre-election audience. CNN's average of 405,000 was down 45%. In contrast, Fox News Channel has drawn an average of 2.68 million viewers, up 13%. George Williams reporting.
On Wall Street, Friday, the Dow lost 333 points. This is SRN News. Canada is targeting ministries and a lot of pro-lifers.
Lawmakers in Ottawa are considering a new budget for the country, and amongst its numerous proposals is one to remove the tax-exempt status of thousands of parachurch Christian organizations that do everything from shelter the homeless to provide mental health counseling. Another budget recommendation would remove the tax-exempt status of any group that campaigns against abortion. Church leaders are urging Canadian lawmakers to reject the proposals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israelis are moving out of the country since the October 7th, 2023 Hamas attack. Now, the government estimates 40,000 people have departed long-term during the first 7 months of this year. That is a 59% increase over the same period in 2023. 33,000 people had moved into the country since the attack. This is SRN News. NATO getting involved in that undersea intrigue in the Baltics. Here's correspondent Keith Peters.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says the military alliance will step up patrols in the Baltic Sea area as Finnish investigators work to establish whether a ship linked to Russia sabotaged undersea cables there this week. Finnish authorities seized control of the ship, the Eagle S, on Thursday. They're trying to establish whether it damaged a power cable linking Finland and Estonia and several data cables. It was the latest in a string of incidents involving the disruption of key infrastructure in the region. In a post on X, Rutte said that he had spoken to Finland's president and that NATO will enhance its military presence in the Baltic Sea. Keith Peters reporting.
Tough news in America. Department of Housing and Urban Development says U.S. homelessness climbed 18% this year. More details at srnnews.com.